Hey Jonathan, we have something exciting planned for today.
Exciting?
Yeah, yeah. We're going down under.
Down under, 在下面。Are we talking about legs or something? 我们要来聊腿吗？
No, not legs, Australia.
Oh, down under, 原来是 Australia, 也就是澳洲的另外一个名称。But why down under?
Oh, that's why you're confused. Well, Australia is in the south of the world, on the bottom part. So we say it's the country down under.
原来如此，澳洲它的地理环境呢是在很南部，对不对？所以 of course, down under.
Right, but we're actually going to talk about the capital of the country of Australia, Sydney.
而聊得更仔细一点的话，我们先来聊澳洲的首都 Sydney。雪梨。
Okay, well, let's take a look at today's reading.
Sydney, let your spirit fly free. Reading A.
Welcome to Sydney's January Festival. Here, anything can be art, and anyone can be an artist. You see a traffic jam and a crowd of people. An accident?No, it's art. The cars are painted silver and have old TVs inside. Then you hear beautiful sounds. A group of artists play music on fences. Here, anything can be a musical instrument.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. Now, Bill, what is happening in Sydney right now?
Well, in Sydney, they have the January Festival. And a festival is basically like a big party that maybe a city or a town would put on, usually connected to your culture or something you've done for a long time. So there's just many, many people there at this big party having fun.
That sounds really exciting. A festival is going on. But 什么是 festival? 我们来看一下这个名词哦。Festival...它有嘉年华会啦、庆典、佳节等等的意思。而跟 Bill 说的一样 ，It's basically like a big party. But what's so special about this festival or big party?
Well, in our reading, we see that anything can be art, and anyone can be an artist. Now, art, of course, those are the things that you make that are beautiful, that people enjoy looking at, or that can make them.Feel a strong emotion or make them think. So, you know, we're talking paintings and sculpture, pictures, things like that. And an artist would be someone who makes art.
所以呢，这个一月份的雪梨庆典到底有什么特别哦？ Well, 文章说 anything can be art and anyone can be an artist. 这里的 art 这个名词当然就是艺术咯。像刚刚 Bill 有提到 sculpture, 雕刻，这当然是一种艺术。An artistArtist 当然就是艺术家咯，所以文章这里说，在这个庆典里头呢，任何东西都可以是艺术，而任何人也都可以是艺术家。That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, even a traffic jam or a crowd can be art, as it says in our reading. A traffic jam is when too many cars are on the streets and they can't move, like happens a lot in Taipei. And then a crowd is a large group of people that are all in one place.And they're kind of too many people, actually. When you use the word crowd, you mean a lot, almost too many people.
这里真的是很有趣耶，什么人潮众多，还有塞车，都可以是艺术。这里我们看到塞车，塞车的英文是 traffic jam, traffic jam. 有趣的是，字面上的意思是交通卡住 ,traffic 就交通嘛 ,jam 就是卡住。我们接下来看到 crowd 这个名词。Crowd 就是一群的意思 So a crowd of people means a lot of people. Now, Bill, how can these cars be art?
Well, these cars are all painted. And when you paint, you put color on something. So basically, these cars have all been made to look silver.
所以我们在这里看到的这些艺术都是很另类的。不过呢，我们先来聊一下文章里出现的 are painted. Are painted...它是一个很典型的动词的 被动式使用方式哦，也就是说呢 ，be 动词加上过去分词或是 PP， 所以这里哦就是什么什么被怎么样。文章说 ，the cars are painted silver， 也就是说呢，这些车子被漆成银色的。So Bill， what else can we see at this festival？
Well, we don't just see something, we also can hear something. We hear beautiful music. When we hear, we do it with our ears, right? So we're listening to this beautiful music. Where is this music coming from? Well, we see that this music is played on fences. Now that sounds really strange. It actually means we're using the fence to make the music.
这里呢我们又看到一点非常的特别哦，这里文章提到 play music on fences， play music on fences， 它有两个意思。第一个呢是说音乐家们站在篱笆上面演奏音乐，不过这里的意思不是刚刚那个，这里是说音乐家呢他们把篱笆当作乐器在那边敲敲打打， so they make music with the fence.
Right, and that's why in the reading it saysthat anything can be a musical instrument. Anything can basically make music. Now, an instrument is a tool that you do something with. So a musical instrument would be a tool that you make music with, like a piano or, in Sydney, a fence.
而这里呢，我们看到 instrument. Instrument 这个名词就是工具的意思。所以 a musical instrument 就是乐器，所以在这个地方什么东西都可以当作是乐器。 Let's take a break.
Sydney, let your spirit fly free.Reading B.
The city is alive with culture from all over the world. You can listen to gypsy bands for the first time, or learn to dance with 10,000 new friends. If dancing isn't your cup of tea, go to the nearest park.Young American poets will read you their latest works under the stars. Sydney has an art show for everyone.
So, Bill, in part A, we were saying that anything can be art in Sydney. What else can we say about this city?
Well, in our reading, it says that the city is alive with culture.From all over the world. Now, when something is alive with culture like this, we're saying that there's a lot of activity, a lot of excitement, so it's full of a lot of fun because there's a lot of culture. So all of these different things from other parts of the world that you can see here in Sydney.
而这里呢，我们看到 be alive with. Be alive with. 其实呢，它的意思跟 be full ofBe full of 充满很像，可是呢它又更高一个层次，它是充满了活力的意思。我们来看一下这个实例，文章说 The city is alive with culture from all over the world. 所以雪梨这个城市哦，它充满了来自世界各地的文化，而这些世界各地的文化呢让雪梨呢是很有活力的。 Yeah
Right. For example, you could say A plus English is alive with great ideas.
诶，这个句子不错哦。A plus English is alive with great ideas. 这些很棒的点子呢，让 A 加英文是很充满活力的。
For sure. Okay, well, in our reading, we go on to see that you can listen to gypsy bands for the first time. Now, when you do something for the first time,Well, it just means you've never done it before. So this is your first experience, the first time you've seen it, or in this case, heard these gypsy bands.
诶，想必会是个不错的经验哦，去听听他们演奏音乐。这里我们看到的 band, band 它是个名词，在这里呢就有乐团的意思哦。而 gypsy, 什么是 gypsy 呢？大家一定都听过，就是吉普赛民族。所以在雪梨呢，你可以首次For the first time, for the first time. 首次呢来听这些吉普赛民族歌手呢来伴奏一些音乐。
And you can also try dancing, but if dancing isn't your cup of tea, our reading says, you can go to a park. Now, this is a great phrase. Something is your cup of tea or is not your cup of tea. Well, think of it. Everyone likes their tea a certain way. I don't like sugar or milk in mine. So, if you say something is someone's cup of tea, you mean it's the way they like their tea. In other words, something they like.So in this case, we're saying, if you don't like dancing, it's not your cup of tea, you can go to a park.
哎，我们这里看到一个很可爱的片语哦，真的是蛮有趣的。他说 A is somebody's cup of tea. A is somebody's cup of tea. 字面上的意思呢是 A 是某人的一杯茶水。诶，不过它跟茶水是没什么关系。这里言下之意是说 A 是某人所喜欢的事物。So Bill, if you like A plus English a lot, you can say something like, A plus is my cup of tea.
Yes, you can, Jonathan. You are so good at coming up with examples.
I know. I'm the man. What can I say? But, 这里呢，在最近的公园, what happens at the nearest park?
Well, in these parks...The man, you can hear the American poets, and probably some other poets too, reading their latest poems. Now, a poet is a person who writes poetry. You know, short writings that often rhyme at the end of each sentence that tell a little story. They're usually pretty cute or very beautiful. And basically, we're saying that they read their latest poems. The latest means the most recent or the last one.So, these are the most recent poems that these poets have written.
诶 ,Bill 刚刚提到 rhyme, 这个动词名词同一个字哦，什么东西呢？当然就是押韵。什么东西要押韵？就是诗嘛。文章这里提到 poet 这个名词呢，就是诗人的意思。而一首诗叫做 a poem。那么诗集呢？诗集就是 poetry。最后这里我们有看到 latest 这个单字 latest 不是什么最迟到的哦，而是最新的 It's the newest
Hey Jonathan, so that I am not confused Please tell me the latest news of your cat
有关于我的猫的最新消息 There's not that much time We should go to word power first I'll tell you later
Okay.
Word power!
Jonathan!
What?
I'm so excited! I'm alive with excitement! Do you know why?
Because this place is alive with word power words.
Yes! You're so smart.
Of course.
Okay, the first word power word today is crowd. Crowd
啊，是个名词，就是一群的意思。
There was a big crowd of people at the show.
在这一场表演呢，有一大群的人 ，like 5,000.
That's a lot. Do you like crowds?
Not really.
Yeah, it can be difficult in a crowd. Okay, the second word today is instrument.
Instrument 是个名词，它呢有工具或是乐器的意思。
The guitar is a fun instrument to play.
吉他呢是个很有趣的这个弹奏乐器。
It is a good instrument, fun to play. The next word is a phrase, be alive with.
Be alive with, 它是个片语,就是充满。
The garden was alive with the sound of birds.
啾啾啾啾啾,鸟语花香,这个鸟叫声呢,让花园是充满了朝气,活力,生机。
Did you hear a bird?Somewhere around here. Okay, last word, latest.
Latest 是个形容词，最新的。
Oh, did you see the latest Jackie Chan movie?
哎，你看了成龙最新的电影作品没？
I'm going to find this.
There's no bird. It was...
Oh, please stay with us.
keep in mind.
Clinton, look. These are the work of some great artist.
You mean work or works?
What are you talking about?
Well, when we're talking about art, work is countable. So you should say, these are the works of some great artist.
啊，原来如此。这里我们看到这 work, 如果是艺术品，像是painting 啊，画作，或者是 music, 音乐，或者是novel, 小说啊，都是可数名词，要记得加 s。
Right, but which artist made these works?
A very, very famous one.Look, they are so beautiful.
Really? You didn't pay for them, did you? I mean, they're kind of ugly, I think.
What? Of course they're not. I made them.
Oh, I mean, they're really great.
Of course they are.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Jonathan, here's the latest A-plus English poem. Sherry is our favorite boss. Without her, we'd all be lost.
A 家的最新诗集哦 ，Sherry 是我们最喜欢的老板，没有他，大家就茫茫不知所措。哦，超狗腿的。
Let's take another look at today's reading.
Sydney, let your spirit fly free.
Welcome to Sydney's January Festival.Here, anything can be art, and anyone can be an artist. You see a traffic jam and a crowd of people. An accident? No, it's art. The cars are painted silver and have old TVs inside. Then you hear beautiful sounds. A group of artists play music on fences. Here, anything can be a musical instrument.The city is alive with culture from all over the world. You can listen to gypsy bands for the first time, or learn to dance with 10,000 new friends. If dancing isn't your cup of tea, go to the nearest park. Young American poets will read you their latest works under the stars. Sydney has an art show for everyone.Review time!
Okay, Jonathan, we have a fill-in-the-blank review time game today. So choose the correct word from today's reading for each sentence.
好，我们今天的 review time 呢，就来做填充题。那么请你从文章中找出正确的单字或者是片语，把这些句子完成。
Okay, the first sentence is, on Sundays, there's always a blank of people at the beach.
在礼拜天的时候怎么样呢 On Sundays, there is always a crowd of people at the beach. 有时候真的很讨厌、哦、六日的时候啊这沙滩上就会有一大堆的人潮 and you can't like swim or anything.
Nah, not when there's a crowd. Good job. Second one, my favorite blank is the piano.
My favorite 什么是钢琴My favorite instrument, 我最喜欢的乐器就是钢琴。
That's right. The third question, the park blank the sound of children playing.
哦、oh, ，这有一种很活跃的感觉。The park is alive with the sound of children playing. 这个公园是充满了小孩子在嬉戏的声音。啊、oh, ，妈咪，妈咪。
That's the sound of children playing.And the fourth one, the writer finally finished his blank book.
Oh, 他终于完成了他的 latest book, 他最新的这本书这个作品。
Great job, Jonathan. Please stay with us.
Fun with phrases. Somebody's cup of tea.
Somebody's cup of tea.
Welcome to my favorite restaurant. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like my cup of tea.
But the food here is great.
But everything is so expensive. It's just not my cup of tea.
Well, at least the music is good.
Actually, it's not my cup of tea, and it's too loud.
Fine. I'll ask them to turn the music down.
Thank you.
And I'll pay the bill.
You will? This place is my cup of tea after all.
Just for fun!
Now we're at our famous quotes part of the Just for Fun show. Now the first one we have is from a guy named Victor Borge. Angie, what does Victor tell us?
He says, laughter is the shortest distance between two people.
Laughter. Now, Angie, laughter means laughing, like it's the noun for laugh, is that right?
Yes, it is. And it's the shortest distance. I didn't know laughter had a distance.
I thought laughter was just a sound that you hear. I didn't think it had a distance. I guess he must mean something else.
Maybe he means that if you had two people and they were sitting across from each other at a table, that laughter would make the shortest distance between them.
Well, yeah, that could be. But I think he means distance in a bit of a different way. You know, like Angie and I are sitting in the studio and we're recording the show. We're sitting about 1 meter apart from each other. That's the distance. But there's also a distance in terms of how you feel. Like in another part of the show, we talk about old friends, right? And your old friends are your friends who you're very close to. Like my old friends are in Canada. And even though they're really far away, they're still very close to my heart.
Right, and one way to be close with people or to get closer to them is to share laughter with them.
Right, when you share jokes or you share a funny story, you can make friends with somebody or become closer to them quite quickly.
Right, meaning that you shorten the distance between yourself and that person. So, if you want to get closer to someone, make a joke, laugh with them, go see a funny movie.
Yeah, you'll relax and maybe become good friends. So, everyone remember, laughter is the shortest distance between two people.